SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Police in Queensland are alleging a couple committed a domestic violence homicide after a woman was hit by a SUV on Friday south of Brisbane. 23-year-old Keisha Thompson was struck at Daisy Hill and died in hospital that night. Police allege the driver of the SUV was 24-year-old Larissa Rita May Lee Sant and have charged her with murder. They allege she was in a relationship with 27-year-old Tyler Scott William James, who has also been charged with murder. Detective Inspector Chris Knight says police allege it was a domestic violence homicide.
The offence that they've both been charged with relates to the offence of homicide, but it has the circumstance of aggravation in that it was a domestic violence relationship. So we believe that the, and we will be alleging that the lady that was charged on Saturday night is a partner of the individual that we charged last night.
If you or someone you know needs support, you can call the Domestic and Family Violence Counselling Service 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732 or Lifeline on 131114. In an emergency, call 000. At least six people are dead in Croatia after a gunman started shooting in a nursing home. Five people, including a member of staff, died at the home in the town of Darova, while another person died later in hospital. Police say several people were hurt and four are in a critical condition. Police say the suspect fled the scene and was arrested at a cafe where he was found with unregistered firearms. Antonio Demita owns a bookstore across the street from the nursing home.
Ja sam radio tu svakodnevno kao što radim i svaki dan i nešto se čulo nekako kao što je nalikovala na hice nešto, međutim nisam ja ni slutio da je to moglo tako nešto.
I was working as usual when I heard something that sounded like gunshots. I didn't think something like this could happen. I thought someone was working when two employees of the care home ran into my store asking for help and protection. I called the police and emergency services. While I took care of the injured, the attacker went to a nearby bar. I told police that the suspect is in the bar and that they can intervene and prevent more possible incidents.
United States Vice President Kamala Harris says building up the middle class would be at the centre of her presidency, along with other priorities including gun control and reproductive rights. Ms. Harris spoke to campaign staff in Delaware and vowed to win in November.
And so over the next 106 days, we are going to take our case to the American people and we are going to win. We are going to win.
President Biden, who is isolating as he recovers from COVID-19, addressed the rally by telephone.
I want people to remember that what we have done has been incredible and we get so much more we're going to get done. I know yesterday's news was surprising and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know how hard you've worked, how many sacrifices you've made. And so many of you uprooted your lives for me and the kind of commitments few people make for anything these days, but you made it.
And in sport, Sydney Premiership player Sam Reid has retired following a torturous run with injury. The injury-plagued tall was pushing for a return after not appearing at AFL level since the 2022 Grand Final. But an injury while playing for the Swans in the VFL at the weekend has forced Reid to call it quits after 181 games. The 32-year-old put together one of his best seasons in 2022, but an injury during the preliminary final meant he was sore going into the decider against Geelong. He says playing for the Swans has been an amazing opportunity.
The entire club do such an incredible job here, and it's a really special place to be a part of. And I'm very lucky to have been drafted here in 2009. And spent 15 years, and to all the boys that I've played with and you know, that have been and gone to the group now. It's just been such an enjoyable workplace for a really long time. Really grateful to have been able to come into work every day and spend it with, you know, 45 like-minded guys, and, you know, some of the best memories on field as well as, you know, off field have been just as great.
And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.